Donald Trump spoke to a gathering of the veterans of foreign wars today in Charlotte, North Carolina. He said that Hillary Clinton's use of a personal email server put Americans at risk. Clinton addressed the same group yesterday, telling them the country should not retreat behind an imaginary wall. The backdrop of their speeches to veterans is the ongoing war against ISIS in Iraq and Syria, the fight against the Taliban in Afghanistan, and, of course, troops returning home from all conflicts. Tom Porter is legislative director for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, the largest organization representing vets of those conflicts. His group wants more from the candidates than thank you for your service.
Service members today are proving that they're more than willing to go when asked and when needed by their country. But if we're going to send more boots on ground, we need to make sure that we follow up and do justice to those service members when they return.
It's a critical need. And as Here and Now's Alex Ashlock reports here in Philly, today's vets often have to turn to local programs to get the help they need.
There are more than 2.5 million veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. A handful of them live here, in Philadelphia, in an old boarding house called the Veterans Group. Jose Martinez is the executive director.
The Veterans Group was established in 2007 to provide housing and case management and post-traumatic stress disorder therapy to homeless veterans in the city of Philadelphia.
Until recently, that included 34-year-old Michael de Blasio. He's a retired Marine Lance Corporal who saw heavy combat during two tours in Iraq.
You know, a lot of IEDs over there. Seen a lot of guys die. I had a lot of good friends I watched die. Firefights, stuff like that.
De Blasio now occupies one of the 41 beds in the Veterans Group house. And there was a time when the man who's in charge here, Jose Martinez, needed a bed and a shelter too.
When I moved to Philadelphia, I actually struggled with homelessness as well when I moved here because I was a student at Drexel University and there was no housing plan for a veteran student. So for 3 days, I literally was like on the street trying to figure out where I was going to live.
Martinez retired as a sergeant first class after spending more than 20 years in the Army and the Army Reserve. Originally from Camden, New Jersey, he went back to school when he left the service. But first he had to convince a landlord to waive his security deposit just so he could get an apartment.
I fell in love with the city. I fell in love with the people here. Fell in love with the veteran population. We have a huge veteran population in the state of Pennsylvania. A majority of that population is the plus 55-year-old category. But nonetheless, those guys really need a lot of the services.
Homelessness and suicide remain the biggest challenge for post-9/11 veterans. Martinez says that's why the Veterans Home also offers counseling services. He has two psychiatrists who volunteer their time here.
The main focus is post-traumatic stress disorder because a lot of these guys are dealing with some type of trauma. Some of it has to do with combat, but these guys are all dealing with some type of trauma.
The Veterans Group is a nonprofit. Most of the funding comes from private donors. There's no money from the Veterans Administration, but the local VA hospital does refer veterans to this location. That's how Michael de Blasio got here.
I was in the psych ward at the VA hospital, and the social worker told me about it.
De Blasio came home from Iraq with PTSD. He's also struggled with substance abuse issues. Today, the Veterans Group is helping him, and he's hoping to go back to school for the first time in many years to return the favor.
Something I just want to give back, maybe, you know, psychology or something like that, and I could work in the field. Help other people, you know, having problems with drugs or other veterans, you know, problems with PTSD, something like that.
My name is Vincent Brennan. I'm 22 years old from South Jersey. I was in the United States Navy, and I got out E3.
Like de Blasio, this young man struggled when he left the service. He also has PTSD and was addicted to heroin. But he, too, is trying to turn his life around. He's using the GI Bill to go back to school. And Brennan is urging other veterans to ignore the stigma attached to asking for help.
I had mental problems when I got out of the service, and because I didn't follow up or get help, it led to me abusing drugs. And you don't want that to happen. You want to get help before that. But there's absolutely no problem at all with asking people for help.
Brennan and de Blasio say they are indebted to Jose Martinez, who's helping them navigate the VA benefits system.
You find there's a regulation for everything. So it's kind of like the double-edged sword because people don't know what those regulations are, so they don't know how to navigate it. But once you learn what those regulations are, pretty much you say you can pretty easily navigate it. You know?
You're like Radar O'Reilly on MASH.
Pretty much, yeah, for veterans. I see a lot of veterans here who are not even residents of our house. They just get my name through networking, and I get a call. At least if you look in my binder, you'll see 3-4 veterans I see a week.
The presidential race doesn't resonate at the Veterans Group home. Martinez says veterans often feel exploited by candidates.
I haven't heard anyone really talk about what the real issues are. I think from my experience, everyone wants to support veterans now until it's time to support veterans.
And support is what the Veterans Group provides. It certainly helped Vietnam vet Thomas Glacklin. He's 65. He's been homeless off and on for many years. But now he has a bed and a roof over his head.
This place saved my life, really.
For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock in Philadelphia.